meeting is now being recorded.
Hey, how are we doing on attendance? I saw the recording was begun. We wait a couple minutes still. Get stragglers since it's right on the note, right on top of the hour.
Hi, Johnson. We have 10 review team members on the call so far.
Morning, it's Jamie.
Hi.
All right, we can probably get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CCP plenary call. We'll take roll call off of the Adobe Connect. Is there anybody that's just on the phone that needs to speak up and let us know that you're here?
Yeah, Kelly Kai just joined.
Okay,
thank
Kelly.
You.
And is there anybody that needs to make a change to their statement of interest? Has there been an update? All right. Great. Let's dive into the agenda. I think we'll start with a progress update from the competition and choice team from Jordan Buchanan.
Thanks, Jonathan. Pleased this time to be on a normal phone line, so hopefully the audio is better than last time we tried this. This is Jordan Buchanan, and wanted to give a quick update on the competition and choice subteam. Our principal activity since the last review team meeting was to have a conference call last week in which our own Stan and in addition to that Greg from analysis group gave us a quick run through on the definition of markets. This is going to be useful for the exercise that we're going to pick up starting next week, which is to have our own discussion of what working definitions of markets we're going to try to use for the remainder of our analysis, particularly on the competition topic, as to whether the new GTLDs have, in fact, encouraged competition. I thought there was a good discussion with a lot of questions, and I know we're hoping for the sub-team discussions to start to have a little bit more substance and less process involved, but unfortunately, since we only had an informational update since the last call, I don't have a huge amount other than that to add. I expect on our next call we will start to actually talk through definitions of market as at least strawmans, or start to categorize them or think through different approaches, at which point I think we'll probably have significantly more substantive updates for the broader group to start talking about. But in the short term, I think that's largely the update from the competition and consumer choice.
Thanks, Jordan. Does anybody have any questions for Jordan? I think a lot of folks were on that call, so that was very useful. So thanks again to Stan for and Greg for leading that discussion. Anyone have any questions or comments? Okay, let's talk standards and trust with Laureen.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, and any other time zone folks might be in. I guess that would include good evening. I'm so glad you went first, Jordan, because now I don't feel nearly the twinges of guilt that I had anticipated feeling about a lack of substantive updates rather than procedural updates in my own report. So we had a call last week, and we focused on going through our priorities once more, and also talking about our potential data sources. And we have a reading list that we have started populating on our wiki page. And our plan is to divide up the readings and have members of our sub-team present the data or insights in those readings to the entire group. And in fact, I will be sending out an email shortly after our call today, letting folks know what study they're going to be in charge of presenting. Right now we have 6 sources, one from the Secure Domain Foundation, the Business Case for Proactive Anti-Abuse, a report concerning issues of consumer trust on the Internet, the ICANN draft report for the new GTLD program regarding safeguards to mitigate DNS abuse, an online takedown study, a consumer awareness summary, and an anti-phishing working group report on phishing attack trends. And, of course, that's phishing with the PH. And in addition to these presentations, which I assume will take place over several calls, next week Francisco Arias has also kindly agreed to chat with us about the domain name collisions issues, and he will be starting out our phone call for about 20 minutes or so, talking about what domain name collisions are, how prevalent they are, how they may funnel into consumer trust and abuse issues, and also will be available for questions. So that's going to be taking place during our sub-team's next call. But, of course, anyone is welcome to join us for that call if you're interested in that topic or any other topics. So that is what's going on in the Consumer Trust Review Team group at present.
Thanks, Lorraine. Does anybody have any questions for Lorraine? I have one quick question, Lorraine. Has Ron Andruff tried to reach out to you yet?
No, he has not.
Okay.
Should I be expecting something? It sounds like yes.
Yeah, I think so. No, he's just been very interested in the HCSPEC issue, and particularly in sort of high-stakes regulated industries and things like that. And
mm-hmm.
so he's been talking to the GAC for some time, and that's been his issue. And so after the letter from Crocker on that issue that it should be taken up by this group, which we were already planning to do, he got renewed interest
right.
in this group. So I think he's going to be trying to reach out to you for some way to, you know, be a part of that conversation, that at least that piece of what you're that piece of what you're working on.
Sure.
Anyone else with questions about the trust and safeguards subteam? Okay.
Yes, Jonathan?
Yes, go ahead. Oh, Carlos, go ahead. I didn't see your hand.
Yes, thank you. This is Carlos for the record. Lorraine gave us a wonderful reading list, and I started reading this very interesting report on DNS abuse, and I came across this issue, this big chapter of the WHOIS, and I don't know, I was wrong in the assumption that there were four reviews in the affirmation of commitment, and WHOIS was one of the reviews, but I went back to the affirmation of commitments, and now I see that the WHOIS is like a subchapter of the competition, consumer choice, and consumer trust. And because this has been a very, very long discussion, and it has had already iterations in terms of AOC reviews and so on, I just want to know that during our next call, my next question to Lorraine is, how are we going to relate to the previous, maybe future, WHOIS efforts, because that might go well beyond what our small sub-team is looking at right now. So I just wanted to comment on that. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. Lorraine, yeah, go ahead.
I had a little trouble hearing you, Carlos. Apologies. I think your question was, how is our inquiry into DNS abuse as a consumer trust issue going to relate to other reviews going on that touch on the consumer trust issues? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, in particularly WHOIS, because WHOIS has had already a lot of miles and reviews and so on.
That's a great way to put it. Miles to go before we sleep and miles to go before we sleep, in the words of Robert Frost. That's an excellent question, and I agree with you. I think the WHOIS issues really do touch on the DNS abuse issues because, of course, in investigating DNS abuse, the accuracy of WHOIS information is of paramount importance to law enforcement folks who are looking into these issues and, of course, security folks from the private sector who are looking into these issues. So I think that's actually a good topic for us to consider, and perhaps we should also think about reaching out to the leads and the WHOIS review teams, the next generation DNS review that or PDP that's going on So I think you raise a good question, and we just got a whole lot of static from someone who maybe should be muting their line. Great. So I think that's something we should talk about during perhaps our next plenary call, because I think it's a review team to review team issue. Jonathan, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that's a good idea as well. I mean, I think we're going to find ourselves, you know, with a lot of overlap between some of these efforts, and so I think some level of coordination is going to be, I mean, that's our next topic with the BDP, for example, but that the I think the way to handle that probably is to figure out an angle or a certain swath, if you will, on that issue that you want to focus on, rather than trying to replicate all the work of the WHOIS review. So it's about keeping it really contextual, I think.
That makes sense to me.
Does that make sense to you, Carlos? I mean, I think that's the exercise there.
Yes, of course. No, as I said, I believe that like WHOIS was fully independent of our review, but if you go back to the structure of the affirmation of commitment, it's under our chapter, so I think we have to recognize a very, very strong link, and we have to plan accordingly, because that can really explode our review. We can spend another year just on who we think.
Right, obviously. Everyone, just try to remember to mute your line when you're not talking. There's a lot more noise than usual today. Jordan, your hand is up. Go ahead.
I think Margie's hand may have been up before mine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the order. Margie, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on Carlos's observation, because I'm responsible for the affirmation of commitment reviews and have it conducted at ICANN from a staff perspective. And we have the WHOIS review as a distinct review separate from this one. This one is scoped, obviously you already know the scope, but it's not intended to include the WHOIS issue. Not to say that if it affects the consumer trust angle, then yes, you know, there's certainly, you know, ability to look at it, but I don't think you should think that your role is to do an entire WHOIS review. We have that stacked up for starting in October of this year. We'll do a call for volunteers in October. We also have a separate review. Again, there's a little bit of overlap in the review of security, stability, and resiliency of the DNS. And that's scheduled to kick off in June of this year with a call for volunteers. Now, there is discussion in the community about, among the leaders of the SOs and ACs, about whether some of those should be deferred. And the one that's being considered for deferral in particular is the WHOIS, the second WHOIS review team, which I mentioned was slated for October. So there is some possibility that that might get deferred. But I just wanted to flag that for you, that those are distinct reviews with separate review teams that you know are part of the overall schedule.
Thanks, Margie. Yeah, I mean, I think there's some recognition that they're distinct reviews, and so I mean, I think we'll all be vigilant about not trying to do an entire WHOIS review, but just sort of look for intersection points and see. What portion to look at potentially in the consumer trust component. Jordan, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. It's Jordan Buchanan. I want to build on that last point that you were making and to just sort of reiterate what Carlos said. There's been, you know, well over a decade's worth of constant, some combination of policy and review work on WHOIS within ICANN. I guess I personally would argue most of which with very little constructive result. I think it's a tar pit that many people have waded into and very few people have gotten out of with good effects. And I'd be nervous about the seeing a large portion of the cycles of our CCT review get tied up looking at who is topic. So I certainly would urge the safeguards and consumer trust subteam to be very narrow in thinking about the remit related to who is. Particularly, are there reasons why we believe that the introduction of new GTLDs in particular would have had some effect on either the trustworthiness or the use of who is? And the only one I can think of would be the searchable who is that many that was included in the application process and that many registry operators committed to. So one interesting thing to look at might be, you know, to what extent is the searchable who is capability improving the ability to use who is or something like that. But the, you know, what data is inside who is, how accurate it is, et cetera, et cetera. There's been tons of work on that. I don't see any material difference between the rules around that or the data in it between the new GTLDs and the legacy GTLDs other than .com and .net, which are a special case. It just seems like potential quagmire. And I'd urge the other subteam to scope that extremely narrowly to avoid spending a lot of time replicating work that others have done with not much effect.
Agreed. Brian? We can't hear you, Brian. You may be muted.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? Oh, great. I just wanted to point you all as well in terms of this who is question to safeguard number 5 that's reviewed in the DNS abuse report, which is the requirement for thick who is, which was a requirement for all new registries in the program. And in a relatively small section, we sort of provide some context and overview of that safeguard and some potential methods of measuring the effectiveness of it. So I would encourage everyone to take a look at it. I think it would help overcome opening that who is can of worms and keep it nice and contextualized within the remit of the safeguard subteam. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Brian. So I think Laureen, you have your plenty of advice on this, and I know you're going to want to be vigilant to keep this from becoming a who is review. So that'll just be a something to keep in mind when you get to that section. It's just for the parts that are relevant.
Yeah,
Carlton, I saw your hand go up. Go ahead, Lori.
I'm just going to say I appreciate the comments about needing to be very careful of scope and quagmires, tar pits, and cans of worms, all sorts of poems, images. Okay. Thanks to everyone for the input.
Yeah, we can't be afraid of every can of worms, but if it's already something that's being addressed elsewhere, then we can try to sidestep it. Any other comments on that? Carlton, I saw your hand go up quickly and go back down. So.
Yes, I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
I just wanted to type in on the SUIS issue. I quite agree that we should be mindful of not straying too far into the SUIS issue, especially with regard to all the work that's been done. I personally believe that all the useful Lewis work is already done. What we have not had is compliance and enforcement. And the tension between what is collected, how it's collected, who gets access to it, how it's used, etc., all of that has been gone over ad nauseum. What we need is to ensure that in this review, CCT review, we recognize that there is a trust element that kind of scrapes up against the WIS issue. And we need to put a bright line so we don't cross over too much into it. But I really would not want to say that the WIS issue is need exploring anymore. Thank you.
Thanks, Carlton. I think we're all on the same page, and so we'll keep this discussion active when it comes up and work to constrain it and find the way that this team can be most helpful to that discussion. Any other comments on that or more generally on the Safe Resident Trust subteam? Okay, great. Leaders of the PDP working group to go over the discussion that we had last time on this plenary about the areas of overlap and the areas of risk. And so we'll have the leaders of the PDP as well as Carlos, our liaison to that group, and I, and we'll be having that conversation and with them and trying to figure out areas to work together, like interviewing applicants, where we try to get some questions inserted into their process, identifying the areas that are most important to us and areas that came out of the conversation a couple of weeks ago as less important. So most of that, I think, should be predictable, but I'll report more on that after the call, and we'll start the actual process of coordinating with them on the overlapping areas of interest. So Pam just said I was muted. Did everybody hear that?
Well, we missed
depends on what that is.
Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know how that happened. But anyways, all I was saying is that we have a call tomorrow with the leaders of the with the chairs of the PDP working group on future procedures, and Carlos, our liaison to that group, and me, and we will be discussing I'll be sharing the discussions that we all had a couple of weeks ago on the plenary on the categories of issues. From their brainstorming session and where we saw the areas of sort of cooperative overlap, where we saw the areas where we really wanted to kind of own the topic, and then other areas where we really saw it falling more into their purview and not ours. And that'll be a dynamic discussion, but I think the outcome will be relatively predictable from that, but hopefully we'll get some plan of action out of it for some of the areas of overlap. And I will report out that call on our next plenary call. All right. So next on the agenda is the studies and data requests. And I confess I don't know how we're handling that part of the discussion. I think Jordan reported on the last call that there aren't necessarily a lot of additional studies that they would be requesting out of their group, that they felt that they had most of the data they needed for the high priority issues that the subgroup identified. So I think, Jordan, raise your hand if that's not true. Elisa, do you have some insight into this agenda item?
Hi. Yes, thanks, Jonathan. This is Elisa. I was just going to say I can give you an update on where things stand with the consumer survey and the economic study data request. I received an email this morning from Nielsen updating us on where they stand. They currently have 3,419 complete, so that means completed survey responses. They are fully out to field in the U.S., U.K., Canada, India, Nigeria, South Africa, Spain, France, Japan, Turkey, China, Brazil, Germany, Indonesia, Poland, Russia, and South Korea. We've started in Colombia, Argentina, and Mexico yesterday, and they've finished the work on teens in Brazil and Turkey, and are actually completely done in Japan, Nigeria, South Africa, Poland, and the United States. So they're getting pretty close to finishing their field work, which is very good news. On the economic study side of things, Friday was the deadline for the registries and registrars to provide their data to analysis group. On the registry side, they've received substantially more responses than on the registrar side. Of course, the registries are contractually obligated to provide any information requested for an economic study, so that we always knew that would be a bit easier. On the registrar side, I'm sorry to say, we've gotten a pretty low response rate, and in fact, several responses saying they do not plan to participate at all, which is obviously quite disappointing for everyone. The group, the analysis group is actually going to begin their manual collection of retail price data. So this is what they did last time in the face of a dearth of otherwise provided retail pricing data. They're actually going to go on to the registrar's websites and collect different price points as they need them for their for the study in particular. I sent a note to Jonathan yesterday. Analysis group is open to receiving data from registrars who self-select, so those who are interested in sharing their data anyway. I asked if they had any concerns about incorporating data like that, since we can't say whether or not those particular registrars were identified for the sample from the outset. But they didn't have any concerns, and I think at this point they'd just be happy to receive more data, obviously. So that's where those two things stand. And I see Carlton.
Thanks, Aliza. Everybody's... Oh, yeah. Carlton, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Just to follow up on the registrar data issue, when the link came out for the reviews for the surveys, I forwarded to Michele, and he... We responded about 10 minutes later and said this was the first time I was hearing about it. So I asked him to circulate it in the registrar constituency. I don't know how helpful that was, but if Michele is not aware of it, then it says something to me, because he usually has his finger on the pulse. So I don't know what happened, but certainly it raised the flag with me when he said he had not seen the request. Thanks.
So if I can reply quickly, there are two issues there, Carlton. One may be that Michele's company may not be included in the sample, and so they may not have received a data request directly from analysis group. The other point, though, is we actually, Karen Lentz, sent a note to the registrars directly, all of them, indicating that this was coming, that they should keep an eye on their inboxes for it, what the purpose of the data request was for, and this is part of the CCT review and so on and so forth. So we've done quite a bit of outreach in that sense, and in fact now have asked our registrar services, our engagement managers, to reach out to those registrars who have not responded to the data request and urge them, using their business relationship, to participate in the study.
Thanks, Aliza. Jordan?
Thanks, Jordan Buchanan. So I believe, and maybe Calvin can keep us up to date, I think I heard that the registrar stakeholder group was about to start doing periodic conference calls. It might be useful to get someone from staff and or analysis group to join one of those calls to address the stakes, to address the community of registrars, at least, that exist within ICANN, and also to answer any questions that folks may have. And now that I'm saying this about the registrars, the registries do have biweekly calls. The next one's in a couple hours, right at the end of this call. And it may be similarly useful to have staff and analysis group try to do a brief Q&A in that context as well. I know there were a number of questions on the registry stakeholder group mailing list related to the data request, particularly around premium pricing. I think I was able to help diffuse some of the concerns there. But the, you know, having someone from analysis group and ICANN particularly to sort of talk about confidentiality issues, I thought would have been really helpful to have in a broadcast discussion.
Thank you, Jordan. I think you would definitely
Jordan.
Be open to joining those conversations.
This is Jonathan. I'll add that I reached out, after you reached out to me, Lisa, I reached out to Graham and Jeff Newman on this topic, self-selecting registrars. And so I just reached out to them late last night, so I haven't heard back from them yet. I'll continue to work that angle as well to find folks that have a lot of data. Would be willing to share it with the analysis group.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Any other questions for Lisa? Okay, and so the next phase on our next plenary, I'm not ready on this one, but on our next plenary, we will start to go through the same exercise that competition and choice and safeguards and trust have gone through to match up data sources we have to questions that we're asking and look at additional data requests that we may want to make or data requests is sort of a general term. Like I said, it may be surveying people, et cetera. And some of that will be informed by the call with the subsequent procedures working group. And we'll start having that conversation to see if there'll be additional data requests coming out of the application and evaluation Uber team that we're all on. And we'll start that on the next plenary call. Next topic is the data from Center. Who is leading that discussion?
Hi, Jonathan. This is a document that Dehan, Drew, and Stan worked on.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys give a little presentation of this information so that it form a framework for a discussion?
This is Stan. My understanding is that this first place, the document was largely prepared by Deja, and I thought he was going to actually talk about it. Both Drew and I reviewed it, got comments back to him. And on that basis, he was going to share with this larger group. But that's all I know at the moment. I actually have a larger question, which is, and this I think primarily, at least from my perspective, pertains mainly to the competition subgroup. I have the sense that we're not collecting data in as systematic a way as I would like. The center data is sort of a piece of the puzzle, but there are lots of other pieces. And I'm not sure, quite frankly, where they all fit together. Maybe that's a topic for the competition group to talk about next week.
Thanks, Stan. I think that's a good observation. And while your question may be specific to competition, I mean, it's probably going to come up everywhere. So we might want to give some thought to a discussion on how to be systematic in our data collection. I mean, I think to some extent that was the purpose of the spreadsheets that you and Jordan worked on to do some mappings to make sure there was coverage of the questions being asked, but we might want to standardize how we look at data as well, so that we can help place a value on that data as well. So, I mean, if you have some thoughts about what you think a systematic, quote-unquote, systematic collection of data might look like, then please do share those, I think, with the broader group.
Yeah, I actually circulated what I think was a partial list earlier in the week. There are a variety of what I think of as secondary sources that various people have identified. I'm not familiar with all of them, but and of course we have primary data directly from ICANN and the surveys. But I guess I'm maybe other people are, know where these fit together. I really don't. And it seems to me we just sort of go down the list and say, oh, this is a useful source, this one isn't, these are redundant. And I sort of, at least with respect to the competition group, I would propose that we take that up at our next week's call.
Okay. I'm just wondering if there's anything we should do to systematize the evaluation of the data sources that we have coming in. For being sufficiently, you know, encompassing or biased or things like that. I mean, there might be a standard set of questions we should be asking about the various data sources that we're beginning to ingest. So it's just something to think about. I'll spend some time thinking on it, and maybe you and I can get bits on it a little bit, Stan. Dehan, are you would like to talk about this the center data?
Yeah, a little bit. As I mentioned before, center has a lot of data that might be useful for us, but most of their data are classified and only for they can only share with their members. And as I mentioned, I speak with Peter, CEO of the center, and he told me that we can prepare our list of questions and he will share with us everything he can according to their policies. So this is the first draft of our questions, and we share it with the group to collect input from the other members. So also we should discuss about who will send this letter to the center. Should be someone who some of three of us who created or staff. ICANN or chair of the group. That's the thing we are not sure at the moment. And the other thing, when we get the final list of questions, maybe we should consider to send those questions to other regional CCTLD organizations, not just the center European one. Yeah, that's a few issues. For me.
Thanks, Dan. Stan, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, one other thing that I think we're interested in besides their data is their methodology, and they may be willing to share that with us. For example, we should be interested in how they define markets, for example, whether they included CCTLDs and GTLDs in the same market, but more generally, how they define markets. If you recall, in Marrakesh, the lady who spoke at our public session, said that they have been calculating HHIs. Even if they can't give us the results, they can certainly tell us how they define the market for which those HHIs were calculated.
That makes sense. Let's add methodological questions to the letter
as well. They're actually in the first paragraph of the data request that Dejan talked about.
Yeah, I see them. As far as who should send the letter, I'm happy to have staff do it, or it can come from me, whatever we think will get the most the best response, but I'm also happy to have somebody from that subgroup, from Dehan, to submit it on behalf of the review team as well. Does staff have an idea about the best way to get this data request to center? I mean, I know Peter pretty well, so I'm happy to do it as well. Dan and Stan, I'm assuming those are old hands.
Yeah, it's old hand, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll go through this and I'm happy to submit this to Peter on behalf of the group. Are there other questions or comments on this document? Do you want to go through any of the specifics of this, Dehan, to see if there's any discussion about this, or do we think that it's good pretty much as is? Has everyone had a chance to look at this? Jordan, I know you had some questions.
I did. No, I just wanted to make sure that I thought it was useful to discuss this today, but I didn't have any specific questions around it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments about this data request? It's pretty straightforward. I'll formulate it into what did Megan say? Oh, best to come from the review team, not ICANN staff. Understood. So I'll send it to them on behalf of the review team then. Okay. All right. So that's great. We will send out this data request. We have our face-to-face meeting coming up here in D.C. on the 6th and 7th of June, we need to begin to talk about what we want to try and accomplish there and how to make the best use of being face-to-face, I guess, and what kind of discussions we want to have. So I open that up for some conversation. I'll certainly want to begin some of the discussions around the application and evaluation at that face-to-face. I'm interested in hearing from Jordan and Lorene about how you imagine making the best use of the face-to-face for your sub-team work. Are there speakers we want to have there? Is there anything else we want to have besides the team, for example? Jordan, go ahead.
I'm wondering.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's Jordan Buchanan. Yeah, I just want to say briefly, I haven't yet had the chance to give this much thought as to where we'll be. I think probably it makes sense for me to work with staff a little bit over the next week or so to figure out the work plan, including our next couple of calls, and where we think that's going to land us at the meeting. You know, I think the hope is that we'll have, by this point, come up with some straw people definitions of market that we'll be trying to narrow down and potentially use for the remainder of our work on the competition topic. So, you know, maybe a good transition time to start thinking about, once we have the market definition, how we actually want to go about doing the analysis and, you know, spending some time looking at, like, the sort of tables that Stan had put together to start to think about what the actual output's going to be in the next phase of the work. So that would be my rough guess, but I think we need to just plot it out a little bit more, and I haven't yet had the opportunity to do that.
Thanks, Jordan. Lorene, did you have some you started to talk.
Sure. And that's because it's hard for me to – I have a very small computer screen that I'm looking on. So I'm hoping that by the time of our face-to-face, we should have gone through the studies that are that are on our radar screen, and I think the face-to-face will be a good then opportunity for us to evaluate sort of a work plan going forward about how we're going to then synthesize what is in those studies to our analysis. And I'm hoping the face-to-face provides a good opportunity to brainstorm and really put some flesh on the bones about our work going forward. I'm also considering the topic that we've raised several times but haven't really had a chance to dip our toes in the water of the compliance group. ICANN compliance has a lot of data, and although we've identified that as a high level as a potential source of information, as I said, we haven't taken a deep dive into that. So I'm thinking that the face-to-face meeting might also provide an opportunity for us to identify what's available, and perhaps even if it's not available on the ICANN website, there actually might be information that we can request. So those two issues seem to me to be some good areas of focus. But I'll also have it as an agenda item for our next sub-team call, because folks may have other good thoughts.
Carlton, did you want to go ahead and speak up and share your thoughts from the chat?
Okay, yes, I was thinking, I'm totally agreeing with Lorraine. We have some, the Safeguard and Trust, the sub-team, we have some action items that are outstanding. I'm sure we try to get to them and have those settled before we get to D.C. But one of the things I would be looking forward to in D.C. is that the team, when we get to D.C. and leave D.C., we would have a very solid panoramic view of the Safeguard issues and the Trust issues and what they look like and those that we can have measurements for. I like the idea of Lorraine mentioned the compliance data. There is a lot of compliance data that we might wish to evaluate, because those who speak to the Safeguard and Trust objectives, I think some of it, and that will help us to kind of cement what we mean by safeguards, what is it that engenders trust, and so on. So, yes, I agree with Lorraine that those two issues would be top of mind for us.
Thanks, Carlton. Lorraine, I have a couple of questions. One is, have you ended up getting much communication from INTA? I know David Taylor was going to reach back out to Michael Graham, who was sort of heading up that effort inside of INTA. Should we be trying to, is there something else we need to be doing to spur along the trademark owners survey or whatever form that study was going to take, and is this a good opportunity to do that, to get some people in the room from INTA or something like that for that portion of your research?
This is Lorraine. We have not heard from INTA, and David's not on the call today. Is that correct? I don't think so.
That's right. I looked through the list too.
Yeah, and I think we've missed him in the last sub-team call. So I think that's a great idea, because this is something that's discrete that we could look into and perhaps make some substantial progress on. So maybe this would be a good opportunity to try and get that brought to the table. So quick answer is no, we haven't heard from them. Yes, it would be great to pursue this and get it developed and concluded as soon as possible.
To preserve the chain of command, Laureen, could I maybe ask you to reach out to David to see how those conversations are going and identify somebody? If that breaks down, I'm happy to reach out to Michael Graham directly or Lori Shulman or somebody like that to get them there. But perhaps if you could take an action item to reach out to David in the near term and then let me know if you get no joy.
Absolutely. I will reach out to David. And I'll loop back with you if there's an issue.
Sounds good. I'm not ignoring your suggestion, Megan. I'm just sort of waiting until we get out of the sub-team discussion to go over the notion of NTIA. Elisa, I see you have your hand open, and that may be to reiterate what you have in the comments about compliance data. So I want to hear that. But I'm also interested in whether or not the timing works have a discussion with Nielsen at the face-to-face about the registrant survey, because we're going to make some changes there and do a negative branch from the disqualification survey and some things like that. So that might be a place to have some of those conversations. Elisa, go ahead.
Hi, Jonathan. Yes, this is Elisa. Yeah, you are right. We've actually already spoken to David Dickinson from Nielsen and asked him to keep his calendar open for those 2 days because we wanted to go over the registrant questionnaire with you. Actually, the more primary reason we were hoping to have him there was that they would have a good first draft of the results from the consumer survey, so it would be a chance to discuss those results as well. So that's definitely on our radar, as well as on Nielsen's. And then, you're right. I wanted to come back to the point on compliance data. I think when the safeguards team was discussing with Marrakesh, I was with the competition team. But I just wanted to point out that we do have, several metrics related to compliance that we are tracking, and I put the link in the chat there. There are many others, of course, if you're interested in, we can work on that, but I just wanted to point out what we do have already, which kind of lines up with what compliance already publishes online. So I just wanted to pipe up with that. Thank you.
Great, Elisa. Thank you for that. So, Laureen and Carlton, maybe it's worth looking at the metrics that are there on the next sub-team call to identify what the parameters of discussion might be in the face-to-face in terms of what you want in addition to the stuff that was already collected as a result of the metrics working group work that went before. Okay, excellent. Megan has suggested in the chat that we might want to hear from NTIA on their thoughts on the review. Do people have, and Jamie has agreed it was a good idea. Does anybody else have thoughts on that idea? Do we want Fiona or Larry to come and talk a little bit about what they envisioned at the point at which they were creating the AOC for this review? I got a plus one from Carlos. Seems like helpful context. That appears to be the trend of the thing. I can reach out or Jamie can. Either way, we can reach out to NTIA to get them engaged during that time. So let's take the assignment of that offline, but it seems to be the consensus of the call to have NTIA involved. Any other DC-based organizations or more general topic areas that we want to try to cover at the face-to-face? Oh, thanks for your deferral, Jamie. Either way, it's fine with me. Any other questions about that or discussions? about the face-to-face. All right, I'm very much Ted Cruz, yes. Let's get Ted Cruz involved in our face-to-face meeting. Any other suggestions? Donald Trump, oh my goodness. Okay. Is somebody speaking up? All right. Any other topics for discussion? We've actually reached the end of our agenda early today. But is there other? Do folks have any other business that they want to cover? I've been a little bit out of commission the past few weeks, but I'm starting to kick in again on all cylinders going forward. So I appreciate everyone's patience. Life was a little bit strange for the last few weeks. Any other business that people want to bring up? All right, so we'll let you off the hook for the second half of the call here. On the next call, we'll be drilling into the data needs of the application and evaluation work that we're going to be doing and discussing the coordination with the PDP on subsequent procedures. Okay? Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jonathan. See you all.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Carlos Lira. Goodbye.